This is Nick Geyer, the police pundit, talking about Denmark's welfare state and its healthy economy. It was June 1978, and I just arrived in Denmark for my first sabbatical leave. My former Danish wife and I had just settled in for the year with our 5-year-old daughter, Christina. One day I received a call from a local social worker who informed me that Christina was eligible for child support, a monthly stipend that every child in Denmark receives. I told the nice lady that both Christina and I were Americans, so I did not think it was fair that we receive this money. I assumed that my polite rejection was the end of the matter. When I looked at my first bank statement, I saw a deposit for $50 in the account. At that point, I surrendered to the Danish welfare state. The Danes, as well as most other Europeans, believe that the best way to support family values is for the government to invest in them. During the late 1970s, the Danes were alarmed about their teen abortion rate, still very low compared to U.S. numbers. A well-executed government program brought the rate down substantially. Danish investment in human capital is also heavy in education. European and Asian students score consistently higher on standardized tests than Americans do. There's no tuition at Danish universities, and students receive $500 per month stipends as long as they keep up their grades. Since the middle 1980s, Denmark has had a series of center-right governments, but they left the welfare state essentially in place. While they did cut back on pensions and limited unemployment benefits to 4 years, the Danes still pay the same average tax rate of 50%. The Social Democrats, who rule since the 1930s, came back to power in the 1990s, privatized the national telephone company, and invested 4% of GDP, that's gross domestic product, in job training. The U.S. spends 1/20th of that amount on this key program. The result is an unemployment rate of 3.6%, 1% lower than the U.S. Our unemployment rate would be at least 1% higher if our incarceration rate were as low as Denmark's. In 2002, there were 668 prisoners for every 100,000 Americans. In stark contrast, Danish prisons held only 59 prisoners per 100,000. Whenever my daughter and I stayed in Denmark, we received the same medical coverage as every Dane. America spends more than twice as much per person as Danes do for medical care, but we have some of the poorest health statistics in the industrialized world. American infants die at a rate of 6.9 per 100,000, while only 4.4 Danish babies do. For every 3 obese Americans, there's only 1 Dane who is overweight, even with a diet that is heavy in dairy products. With a poverty rate of 4.3%, Denmark is tied with the Czech Republic for the lowest rate. The U.S. rate of 17.1% is second worst behind Mexico. Some have said that the Danish advantage is due to a small, homogeneous population with no ethnic divisions. But over the last 20 years, Denmark has received more refugees per capita than any other country in the world. The European welfare states have sometimes been called the third way. It is a political philosophy that tries to build a middle way between free market capitalism on the one hand and socialism on the other. As the new Democratic Congress convenes, I propose that they take a few tips from Denmark, the great champion of the middle way. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net. Or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.